Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the T Short Churchill. Cigar is 5.5 inch by 48 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez in Nicaragua. The blend is listed as all Nicaraguan. Nothing more detailed than that. It is a triple collaboration between Matt Booth, Robert Caldwell, and AJ Fernandez. The price point is $12, and the cigar was released in October of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
In terms of smoking experience, it's one of the first things that I noticed, and I was kind of like, oh, man, I hope it's not like this whole time, this cigar really gave me like a dry, initially a very semi-dry kind of a mouthfeel. One of those cigars in which, you know, because of that, you keep taking sips of water. And the more sips of water you take, the more you have to give it that time to draw on a cigar. Because I don't know if you guys try this, but like when you take a sip of water and you immediately draw on a cigar, cigar tastes like shit. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to get that little time in between. Anyways, semi-dry mouthfeel to start. Flavor-wise, cedar, dry barnyard, hay, dry vegetables, natural sweet tobacco nose. So even with the flavors, you know, I'm saying quite a bit about like dryness, right? Retrohaling, spice, in terms of minerals, black pepper, finish medium in length, with mainly cedar and dry earth, strength and body to be medium. And then the last couple of thirds, so that was the first third. So the last couple of thirds, that profile just becomes drier and drier. It's a bit difficult to not have focus on that because it's so dry. Instead, you know, I love to have more the attention on the actual flavors, but in terms of flavors, it's still pretty similar. Cedar, dry barnyard, hay, dry vegetables, and then the sweetness that's naturally coming from like a premium tobacco. So in terms of construction, it was perfect. AJ just no wonder so many people are going on, right? Like he's got really well constructed cigars out of his factory. Burn was cool. Ashes are tight. Burn was even. Draw was perfect. Talked quite a bit about dryness, and that's basically what I got out of it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really heavy profile, man. I mean, the cigar was like heavy mix of dark wood, cocoa, baking spice. Half inch in that kind of intensity kind of mellowed a little bit, but it was still really heavy and full. Cocoa kind of faded back, dark wood, baking spice up front. Retrohale is really potent with the dark wood, a little bit hint of a baking spice. Further in, you know, things kind of really mellowed out. Wood was no longer dark, and the baking spice was really mellow. A little bit more of that cocoa to shine through again. As the first serve was coming to a close, the wood was up front, baking spice really faint, still a little bit of cocoa undertones. Strength started medium full, but kind of settled in at medium. Second third, cocoa started increasing a little bit. Wood was still up front, a little bit of creaminess present in the background. Baking spice was really just present on the finish. Retrohale was kind of a warm wood note. Half inch in, a little bit of bitterness joined the profile, kind of knocked the cocoa note out. And then a little further in, a little bit of cocoa returned, even though the bitterness was remaining. Strength remained at that medium mark. Final third, wood remained up front. A fair amount of mustiness kind of joined in. A slight amount of bitterness remained. Cocoa kind of left the profile again. Half inch in, bitterness increases a little bit while the wood and the mustiness remain up front. Retrohale was a mix of musty and creamy wood. Three quarters of an inch in, some cream kind of joined the profile, which lessened the bitterness a little bit. And then a little further in, the cigar started heating up, bringing a little mintiness to the profile, and strength finished out at the slightly above medium mark. Regards to the burn, a little wavy, didn't really need any attention. Ash held on an inch and a quarter increments. In regards to the draw, though, it was a little bit snug through the first two-thirds, then tightened up even a little bit more in that final third. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
I thought it was average. Drying palate is my main issue with this. It really sucks to take countless sips of water to hydrate your palate and to really try to taste a cigar. But if I were to look at the flavors itself, I mean, it's a pretty decent, good set of flavors, right? Like cedar, barnyard, dry vegetables, hay, you know, some sweetness coming out of it. But then again, too dry. This isn't the best collaboration out there. I don't think collaborations for the most part work very well, because you have dominating, typically, you know, opposite end of spectrum flavor profiles, and I rarely see it work well. But, you know, if you want to see what, you know, very popular Caldwell, Booth, and AJ thought was worth putting out in a collaboration, then give it a shot. But, you know, I don't think it's anything worth than smoking like a couple of them to try out.
Yeah, I thought this cigar was like a tale of two profiles. I mean, the first inch or so was really heavy, you know, full in flavor and strength, a lot of dark wood, cocoa, baking spice. Then they kind of mellowed out significantly, kind of set around wood with a little bit of cocoa. You know, there's a little bit of muskiness present from the halfway point on. Draw was snug, a slight wavy burn. The first portion reminded me of like the old school diesels, like a really, really full flavor and strength. And then kind of after that, like an average profile found in, you know, any number of kind of like, you know, Maduros or whatever with some of that cocoa note and stuff like that. I would like to see, you know, if that first portion, it could have kept that core, but just kind of mellowed out and a little bit of the strength a little bit and was more flavor forward. Because I think it might have been able to become something a little bit better. I'd like to smoke another just to see if, you know, if it can, if the cigar would decide which cigar it was, if it was what it was, I had at the beginning or what I had towards the second half, just to see if there, or if that's just a normal transition. It didn't seem like you had a big transition going on yours. It was just dry the whole way. But I don't know. I just don't, from my understanding, Robert Caldwell prefers lower strength cigars and more of a, you know, flavor forward type profile. I can't see him smoking a lot of AJ stuff. I couldn't see him smoking this in the first third. Like it doesn't seem like it fits to me.
Yeah. Speaking of that, this to me tasted more AJ than anything.
Yeah. Right. Like I say, it could be an old diesel blend. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just seems like it could be right in the area. So, getting into the scores, you gave it a 6.10. I gave it 5.70. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Matched up pretty well. I mean, in terms of overall flavors, I thought it was average, which is why I overall rated it average. But, you know, I did rate the construction to be perfect. So, you know, that's why it kind of lands in that lower six mark.
Yeah, we scored it the same in regards to flavor. The only difference was I knocked it down in construction. I just didn't have that good of a draw, and the burn was a bit wavy. So that's it's just really just a construction difference in our scores. Any other final thoughts from you on this one?
I remember this cigar from last year at the trade show when we're at Matt Booth, you know, his booth. His arcade. And it was this one. And what was the other one called? The one with the flower?
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run. The Hit and Run was good, but this one was just kind of like, man, I'm just tasting an AJ cigar.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Am I missing something here? Seems like you and I both agree on that, at least. So see what he comes out this year. I think he has like the Farce out and then something else. So
he had like some like limited thing. It was like super, I don't remember, super sport, something like that.
That's another thing is Matt Booth typically, even, you know, before he took a break and came back, like with the Davidoff stuff, like it was all mild strength, non-heavy type cigars, right? Kind of coincides with kind of Robert Caldwell's style of, you know, enjoying cigars. So this one's interesting. It kind of threw me kind of came out of left curve.
Yeah.
So,
all right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.